Hello and welcome, gentle listeners, to K-Chung Radio's The Talking Show.
From Chinatown in Los Angeles.
I'm Steve Cato. And I'm here with my co-host, Nicholas Miller.
Hi, Steve. Good to see you as always.
That's right.
Very right.
That's right, Nicholas. And today we have a humdinger for you.
Ba-bing.
Often on The Talking Show, we engage somewhat controversially with a field of endeavor called music.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And, Yeah, I know, Nicholas. I know. And we like to, you know, say this stuff to ourselves. We say, this is The Talking Show. There are other radio shows in the world, all over the place, that
play music?
Have nothing but music on them. That's right, Nicholas. They have not. Thank you for finishing my sentence. They have nothing. They have nothing going on the air except for music.
Just music.
And that's fine. That's, you know, I like music.
So do I.
That's right. We like music. Music is great. We like music. And there are radio stations that air nothing but music.
You know, music even likes us, Steve.
You can see where we're going with this. There also are radio stations that air nothing but talking. But they air, that talk radio is different than what we do here.
Very different.
And there aren't any radio shows that do what we do here. We are alone. We live in a pavilion of solitude.
Yeah. The expanded field of talking.
Anyway.
That is our focus.
I guess the real point I'm making here is that, yeah, sure, there's music.
Lots of it.
Why are you putting music on The Talking Show?
That, Steve, is a very good question.
And I'd like to say there's a very good reason. First of all, so I'll tell you what's going on here.
Yeah. This should be rich.
Yeah. Of course you want an explanation, of course. We have a band in the studio today. We have the Shadow Ring, all the way from the United Kingdom, recently reformed just for this jaunt to LA. And they are a very well-respected underground music band.
A band.
They put out a series of albums in the 90s into the 2000s. And it is really unique in British underground rock, if this is even rock music. And the main reason why they're on our show is because of the uniqueness of their vocalist, Graham Lampkin's, delivery. So, I'd say that although this qualifies as sort of accompanied talking, it still is really, let's be honest, this is still really talking.
Yeah, borderline opera.
Anyway, you, listener, Nicholas, listener, Nicholas, can be the judge.
Oh, judgments will come, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow Ring.
I am the Black Piper. I am visually aware. I cannot see any detail but I can run around the house fine. Blacker than Nykopf chicken. Drumsticks thrown into brick houses. Darker than Nykopf chicken. Louder than a falling house. Blacker than cut up bones. Drumsticks come from the fallen herd. Darker meat around the bones. Louder have you heard. I'm getting into character. I start limping as well. Do you want me to kill it and then pick at its corpse? I am Lord Lyson. I am one of Britain's last lighthouse keepers. I don't look at it as loneliness. I look at it as solitude. I like your King Arthur. You always look like you've taken off one of those hats or medieval helmets. Thank you.
got a photograph of me with a python round my legs. Imagine a king cobra. Aren't they the largest venomous snake? There are 4,000 wild cats in Britain around this time. You'll find them all in 6 days, or you probably never will. To be encouraged by the British Embassy, to be arranged with the national press, to be answered by guards, to be alive.
Oh, I like that. Repeat it in the aisle.
To be lost in a small coastal town. To be echoes right through Europe. To be an engineer. To be trained.
Oh, don't say that. Stop, it's in the hole.
To be born again as a boy. Clean and innocent of mind. To sweep the streets. To clean up.
Oh, don't say that. Do you mean it?
To be a faded birth certificate. To have a British citizenship. To play ball games, to be killed.
You're a textbook King Arthur. What are you doing to me? You look so regal. Fancy nipping out for a swift half?
Thank you. I'm having a baby. I will watch it develop into an adult. It will take approximately 18 years.
Thank you. X-ray my mind. I've arranged a day off for you to do it. I've cancelled various appointments for you to do it. You look like at me, like a distant sheet of polythene might appear to a skybird looking for a vole in the hillside, wishing he could take an X-ray of the grass so it can clearly see it. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind.
She wipes a tear from her face into grooves of his name and steps away. Her clothes smell of it. It's in the woman's eyes. It's in the bottom of those bottles he always drank from to turn his mind down. My mind's down in silence. My head, ah, he is. My head, ah, he is. His head, ah, he run stood. His run stalled on the ship for a season, deep aheading dawn. The season was in great progress, and in mid-circle reveals. Head, ah, he knew, and with great pity, its complex piss at sea.
Out across the waves, thinking about
nothing much. We lost young Ron at the riverside. Reminded me of a rubbery leech. He grabbed me by the old army van. He said he was not a military man, but provoked he and I would fight. One of us would come off worse. The water pushed us both apart. He managed somehow to break free. He cracked mind blocks with blows and chops, and I respected him for that, I suppose. And I knew who would come off worse.
Coming around by Folkestone Harbour now. For some reason, the security guard in the dome was giving me suspicious looks.
Hitting her hard with bird and bush, she's giving it all right back. They're walking nearer the house where the elk link left its tracks.
showing him where to start digging. It's showing the strain round the back. They're pushing their weight into the dirt, peering down to see what's going on. What is going on? What is going back? Mind. Blocks. Crack. After the seventh night, the blue crystal message found scratched on the inside of the bell, dripped out and took the shape of a boy, stood to his feet so his words could clang, my mind.
Thank you.
Darren?
Crossing the border. Hope you've got your papers in order. You can't start laughing or shuffling around. You will attract suspicion, even if you are totally innocent of crimes like the illegal importation of contraband substances. Cocaine, blue mushrooms, and more cocaine. The 1735 Witchcraft Act, blue mushrooms in the dock. It's 1735, and welcome, warm welcome, to the Caribbean island of Colmans. A life at sea, your thoughts please. Blue mushroom, I'll be Tina tonight. Blue mushroom. I don't think I see how I go. Leave King Arthur on his throne. I think you look like a film star on that throne. Then I shall assist on the set, chopping up chicken roll for the sandwiches, helping with the washing up.
Leave King Arthur on the throne.
A man called Manage, helping with the washing up. Excellent. I'd love a lion life, living like a lion in this life. Dare I say, the tiger has the brighter lights, openly reflecting sun stripes, not dismal to lighthouse beams. A life at sea, your thoughts please. Blue mushroom, I'll be Tina tonight. Blue mushroom.
It's too cold at the moment to think of the stars. It's too cold to handle their shapes. Their cosmic twinkles are looped in a figure of eight. The strung up frozen moon will be daylight soon enough, and we all have to deal with new curved shapes. We're all gonna have to deal with new curved shapes. Open up the side. So with her advice in mind, and with the stillness in the skies, we ripped apart a mountain, and the grass caught fire and it fried. Yeah, we ripped apart that mountain, and the grass caught fire and fried. Thank you. beacons flashed on the bills of gulls, and a single feather dropped into the sea. It dropped silently into the sea, and I swam out into the water and cast out a net. But I scooped up sea buds, a scoop up of crabs, to stuff and to stiffen out cloudfish and puffers of prawn, to drain out the ocean through the seabed. And I laughed as my cape of seaweed turned bloody red. I just want to live in the right place. I just want to live where they don't know my face. Turn around now, you'll see me in natural light. Blow out those candles now, we'll make our own life tonight. Your hand touches the line that separates man from his wife. If it's to us that they write about, we'd best be married tonight. And if you write about love, please spell my name right. Please blow out those candles, we'll provide our own light. Relax, it doesn't have to be a silver sword that strikes you dead in the woods. Would you drive into the trees just to prove a point? Here comes the candles. The candles and light the head next time your words run dry. Here comes the candles. The candles and light the head next time your words run dry. Crazy about you, in a way I felt before, on a different day, my arms and legs cake up with pure love, my head swells with blood, and twists my guts, your name becomes part of my senses, your face becomes half of my face, your walk is now mine, your hand touches the line, that separates man from his wife. If it's us they write about tonight, we'd best be married. And if you write about love, please spell my name right. Here come the candles and light the head next time your words run dry. Here come the candles and light the head next time your words run dry. Counting out the candles, there are no natural bulbs in my life, no resources of light, no heat producing sights. I'm a secretive soul, no picture is hung on a wall. I'm a searching mailman who's doing all he can to keep the devil from the door. I'm a ghostly thing with a knock on the door. To answer would be a mistake, so I send out a sound to all concerned around. It's a stressful life, I'll not deny. Just trying to keep the devil from the door. Tore the curtains aside. The beauty of his gowns and hammering appraisal of the gospel led me down a lead pipe line into the dark underworld where he prophesied I did fail. Thank you. hand could write hardly just one more line. A stammering, stuttering prose, and staring and shivering request. Lord, leave me out. Leave me to sleep. I am a young man in need of some rest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Wow. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say that again. Interesting.
I don't know if it's the band name or what, but I have always found there to be this strangely conspiratorial air to the music of the Shadow Ring. Do you know what I'm talking about, Nicholas?
Yeah. I get a similar feeling from all those skinhead documentaries from the 70s and 80s. You know what I mean?
You get that sense, the sense that something creepy is happening.
Yep, definitely.
That you're watching a secret society going about its work.
Yeah. You know, Steve, secrets make me feel really weird. I mean, very weird. I'm not good at keeping them, and I don't like knowing about them.
And, you know, I can't help but also think that, you know, we had Allison Knowles on a little while before, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And how, yeah, I feel like there's some sort of connection, really, between what the Shadow Ring does and what she did, you know, in different circumstances and everything. But, you know, in very, very sort of similar yet different company.
Yeah. You know, I'm usually the one here on the talking show naysaying music. I don't always feel that we should have music on the show. I'll admit I've invited my share of musically inclined guests, but I will say I have a deep affection for Graham Lampkin. He, as you said, Steve, creeps me out in the right kind of ways. I also have a deep affection for a record label called Kai. K-Y-E, who I'm pretty sure that, I'm pretty sure that Graham Lampkin runs that label, and they put out some great stuff. I mean, I even say that label is fantastic, which I can say because I am a fan, and I find the label to be tastic, which gives me the authority to call it fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. This is like, the Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy version or something of Allison Knowles.
What? Tinker Tailor Soldier? What? I don't know who that is.
Well, on that valuable note, let's just sign off then, shall we? This is Steve Cato.
And Nicholas Miller.
That's right, and he's Nicholas Miller. And this has been The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio. Signing off.
Yes.
Good night.
Another great episode, everyone. Sleep tight. Good night.